For a few moments this morning, we call your attention to the book of Ecclesiastes. First chapter of Ecclesiastes, we're going to begin reading at the fourth verse. The Bible reads this morning, "One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about into the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor, man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done, is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It have been already of old time, which was before us." Special attention to verses 9 and 10. The thing that have been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It have been already of old time, which was before us. Supporting scripture this morning, Matthew 6 and 11, that you've already heard in your hearing. Give us this day our daily bread. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. The basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a subject. There's still nothing new under the sun. There's still nothing new under the sun. We think we're doing something. The old saints were praising God a whole lot harder than what you praising him. Hallelujah. They were in better condition than what we are. They worked in the field all day and still came and praised God with all that they got. They didn't get to church and be so cute they had to sit there and get all folded up and don't want to sweat. They done sweated all week long, but when they get to God's house, Lord, I thank you for my seed. I thank you for the harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going on. I'm going on. I'm not even a farmer, Carlton, and I saw tomatoes laying there that looked mighty good to me. Hallelujah. Do anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. You take time to plant your seeds in your plants, you want to see a harvest. The Bible said that man plant and somebody else may come and throw water on it, but who gives the increase? Okay, now you make a deposit in the bank, but God gives you a mind to hold on to something. Hallelujah. There's still nothing new under the sun. Think you the first one to catch hell? No. Not the only one that's going through. You better check yourself. Those of us that are feeling sorry for ourselves this morning, it's time to lift up your heads, oh ye gates, so the King of glory can come in. You better not wait until you get to the church house to let him come in. Anybody know how to let him in your house? Hallelujah. But when God is in the house, there's a little joy in the house. When God is in the house, he kicks the devil out the house. When God is in the house, there can't be nothing to stand but the right thing. How many of you know that in your house, every now and then, you got a little hell get stirred up? But somebody's already been down on the knee. Somebody's already been in the secret closet. Somebody already talking to him, telling him, I know trouble coming. Hallelujah. If you're having a good day, I come to tell you trouble coming. So you just get ready for the trouble. Then when the trouble gets there, you already prayed up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. You got to let God have it. Praise him if you want to praise him. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to praise your way through. Lord have mercy. Graham, Lord knows I don't know how you do it. When I look at our old saints in this house, still pressing their way, and they don't even act like they're tired, they just keep on keeping on anyhow. Those of us that hadn't quite got that old yet, let us take notice. Hallelujah. Shady Great about the coolest man I know. Hallelujah, Jesus. But it encourages me to let you know that as long as there's a breath in your body, as long as the blood running warm in your vein, don't let nobody or nothing tie you down or hold you down as long as you can be loose. See, sometimes instead of signifying, just watch him and see the good in him. Good man, hardworking man. Then paid his dues to society and now he can be retired and sit back in that automobile of his. Ride while you can, Grady. Too many of us are jealous of other people's accomplishments. We didn't do nothing to set ourselves up and all we want to do is run somebody else down. But I come to tell you it's a new day. Hallelujah. But be mindful that even in this new day, there's still nothing new under the sun. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has blessed us. Whew. Y'all about had me that time. God knows I couldn't have made it if I had jumped 2 minutes. Graham, that's why I started jumping on you. I started looking at Graham. Graham got power. Graham not tired. Graham know how to preserve herself. Sit back and take it easy. The doors of the church are open. She's there. But when it's time to go, Graham said, I'm ready. And somebody better get ready to take her where she got to go. You ought to live long enough to know your limitations. Hallelujah. You ought to have enough love amongst your family and friends that they understand that when I say I need to go, I need to go. I heard just a little bit of a testimony this morning. I think it was coming from Sister Cat. So we got to teach our children how to have respect and manners. You don't teach them, nobody else is going to teach them. All they're going to do is talk about what you didn't do. We got to understand that we are a family this morning. And God has allowed our family another opportunity to come together to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's a brand new year. 2008 is behind us. If we had the time to look back over 2008, there are a lot of things that we don't even want to revisit, but then there are some things back in 2008 that helped bring us over to where we are right now. We got to understand that as we go through our life's journeys, that even our bad days help to make us who we are on a good day. Because if you've never gone through anything, if you've never suffered and been without, if you never had a problem in your life, then you don't know where to turn when problems come. But if there's ever been anybody in your life that knew the Lord, they know that all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. On Wednesday night, those of us that were able to come, the Lord gave us a message. It's time to prioritize. And we come from the scripture to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things will be added unto us. God already knows everything that we stand in need of. He is and will always be a supplier of every need according to his riches and glory. There may be someone that really had a bad year last year, but I say to you this morning, let it be behind you. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, but I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We'll find this morning in the 118th Psalm, the 24th verse says that this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what our circumstances, we still have something to rejoice about. No matter how broke you might be, or how many bills you may have, or how many things that you have laid on the back burner, you still have a reason to rejoice. There are those in here that have been going to and fro to the doctor, and one doctor after another doctor, and you're still looking for the right answer. But I stopped by to let you know that Jesus is still your answer. For no matter what the physical body go through, always keep the spiritual body intact. You see, you got to pray to God, Lord, bless my soul. Lord, fill my heart with your word and with your love, that I would take on your new commandment where you told us to love one another as you have loved us. God, teach me how to love somebody. Anybody in here know anything about love? Or is your love superficial love? Is your love a love that is based upon conditions? Instead of dwelling on your hardships and troubles and what you don't have, how many of you know that as bad as it is, it could still be worse? Sometimes we fail to realize that even though it's bad, or it's seemingly bad for us, that there's somebody that is going through worse things than what you are going through. There's somebody that don't even know what it is to have a sense of peace and a sense of joy. There's somebody that don't have the realization of knowing that there's somebody that cares about them. It's a good thing to come from a home that's full of love. Because if you come from a home where love is, then you will know if you don't have nothing else, you got some love. You know, that's what we were taught. We were taught that the family is very important. If you don't have nobody else, you ought to have your family. And you ought to be able to know that when your family comes together, there's enough love in there that'll be able to sustain whatever we got to go through. Families pray for one another. Families look out for one another. Even though in every family, there's some good and some bad. In every family, there's a troublemaker. In every family, there's somebody that just won't quite get it together. But in the midst of all of our families, there's a rock, and that rock stands on the power of God. I remember a song years ago that we used to sing, One Day at a Time. And the more we sang that song, it began to minister to us until we developed a mentality of having that as a way of life. Too many times we are more worried and concerned about all of tomorrow's and next month and how I'm going to make it the month after next. But if we will learn to just take it one day at a time. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to be glad that the Lord allowed me to live today. And if I lay down tonight, I need to talk to God and ask God to watch over me while I sleep. And if you allow me to wake up in the morning, Anybody open up your eyes and tell the Lord thank you? You got to learn how to talk to the power of God. We began to talk about taking things one day at a time. This being the first Sunday of a brand new year, you have many people that will make resolutions. Many people that will say that I'm going to do things a little differently this year than what I did on last year. Man of God said earlier that there will be those that will say that they're going to start out for the Lord and we'll be on fire in January, but somewhere by time, spring and summer, we began to fall by the wayside. But I wonder how many of you know that if you just hold to God's unchanging hands, that God will continue to make some changes in your life. Life as we know it, it could change at any time. Even though we have already said that this is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it in the midst of our joy. Before the dawn of this day is over, something could transpire and change the predicament. Whereas we are having a good time in the Lord and everybody's spirits are all up and we're feeling good about ourselves. We're feeling good about the Lord. But what if something happens to change your attitude? You see, tragedy and sadness and sickness and things of that nature has a tendency to change your outlook. Many of us, we don't get too bent out of a shape about not having a lot of money. We were born with nothing and we're going to die with nothing. You may have some material things that are going to be left on the wayside, but they're not going to be anything that you're going to take back with you. For Job said, naked came I from my mother's womb and naked shall I return. The Bible teaches us that we get wiser, but yet weaker. I wonder why is it that as intelligent as we are, as far as the Lord has brought us, why is it that we are weaker? We live in a fast-paced, high-tech society and things seem to be moving so fast that we hardly can't keep up. It seems like as soon as you sort of master one thing, they already got something else already out there. Even as we are talking right now, somebody is sitting there thinking and pondering and wondering, what is the next thing that I can create, or what is the next thing that I can invent that will make life simpler for the people of God? Look at where we come from. We come from a time when we didn't really have much of nothing. We come from a time where it was a long time before we could flick a switch and a light come on. But now we have advanced to the place where you can't even watch a regular old television. In the days of old, you had a choice. Now in modern technology, you have no choice. You either get the box or you sit there without. Some of you don't like it. Some of you had already advanced. Some of you already had those high definition televisions. Some of you already had flat screens and all that stuff. You know, I always wait until it gets cheap, but don't look like it's going to get cheap. But our modern technology is taking us out of here. I was at a dinner just the other day and I looked over and about three or four kids were on the sofa. None of them was making any noise. All of them had a contraption. This is where we are now. Now, those children that I saw, their parents are not rich. But this modern stuff, it don't cost a little bit of nothing. It costs a whole lot of something. It's not like when Christmas came, you got a big lollipop, big old fire truck. You got some blocks behind the store to make your garage. Somebody still with me? But God has blessed us and brought us even as a poor people. We are able to do for our children. We're able to do for one another, and we are doing more than we ever been able to do in our lives. But what I want us to understand is be thankful that you're able to do, but also be grateful that God gave you the strength. Teach them where your strength comes from. Teach them how you made the sacrifice for them to be able to do what they are doing. Weaker and wiser. It disturbs me that we have the intellect that we can send people to the moon, they say. But yet, thousands of little children hungry, no medication. Nobody to watch over them. Nowhere to lay their head. But yet we are saying that we are living in a better day. Well, I thank God for the old days. I thank God for the days when the elders in the community, when they had a pan of biscuits. It didn't matter whether you were their child or not. But if you came around in the midst with their children, you got a biscuit just like everybody else got a biscuit. I thank God for the old day where when everybody didn't have enough to make ends meet, so brothers and sisters joined in and lived under the same roof. And cousins lived as brothers and sisters, and we realized that God has a way of making everything all right. Oh, you don't hear me in here this morning. We done forgot where we come from. We done forgot how it is to make amends. We done forgot what it is to be a real family. A real family looks out for one another. A real family with no, I'm not going to let nobody be hungry. As long as I got bread, you got bread. There's still nothing new under the sun. I thank God. I thank God that I learned how to be a real friend. Friend won't let you be hungry. How many of you got to know somebody that supposedly is your friend? But I thank God for the friends that I got that if they see that there's a need, they will lend a helping hand. We are living in some very hard times right now. But think about it. Still nothing new. You're able to talk to some of your grandmas and grandpas and great grandparents. They tell you it was hard to make it. Didn't have the luxuries of going to town and going into any store like you and I go into. But they made it anyhow. The Bible said that there was a preacher, one of the wisest men that we ever heard of by the name of King Solomon. King Solomon came by one day and he said, you know, I've asked the Lord to give me things and God has given me all the things that a man could ask for. I'm a rich man. I got everything that a man could ask for. The Lord said, Solomon, what is it that you desire of me? Solomon said, Lord, all I need is wisdom. So now that King Solomon has this wisdom, sometimes you can be too smart for your own good. But this was a God-fearing man. King Solomon said, life is beautiful. Why not? I'm a king. I can get anything that I want. I can go anywhere I want to go. But when I look at life, it's all vanity.
It has no value. It's empty. It has nothing that's everlasting. It's going to all pass away. Solomon says, one generation passeth away. Another generation cometh. But the earth that we were formed from, still remains. So now we are looking at generations past of ancestors and loved ones that have come and they're gone. We are here today and we are living the life that God is allowing us to live, but one day we are going to be gone. One generation passed away, another generation cometh, and what we do, one generation pass along the things from our generation. How many of us, especially in my age group, we were taught and we saw our ancestors that it at the holiday time, it was a very special time of the year. Now, we ain't got nowhere else to go. It's Sunday. Let me take my time today. But when I think about the mere fact that our God looks at us and we merely take his blessings for granted. Think about it. We get up expecting God to bless us. We get up thinking that everything's going to be all right. For the most of us. But we have some people, brothers and sisters, don't even want to get out the bed. They are hurting so bad that they're afraid even to come out of the house. We are living now in a time where when we talk about recessions and having all of these economical crises, we got to understand that the root of our problem is faith in God. Because if we believe in God, then God is going to bring us through the hard times. One generation cometh, another goeth, but we pass along things, tools, attitudes that help us make it in life. Didn't our foreparents teach us to love one another? And let that love go beyond just lip service, but be able to do something for somebody. The Bible says the sun arise and the sun goeth down and hasteth to his place that he arose. The wind goeth toward the south and turneth about into the north and whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again unto its circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, and yet the sea is not full. To the place where the rivers come and thither they return again. In other words, King Solomon is saying its life is a cycle. An ever-going cycle. The wind is going to continue to come. The wind is going to continue to blow. We don't know where it comes from. We don't know where it's going. But we know that the wind is there. The sun is going to rise and the sun is going to go down again. But we cannot change the cycles of life. So what he's saying to us and tell us this morning is that in the life that we are living, life is a cycle. And in this cycle of life, God just wanted me to let you know this morning that there's nothing new. Some of us think because we're doing things faster that we're doing it better. Some of us think that because we know of another way of doing things that it's a better way. But I stopped by to let you know this morning that there's no way better than God's way. If you're going to do anything for the Lord, you got to do it with all of your might and with all of your heart. You got to know God for yourself, and you can't let nobody change your way of thinking. We got to understand that the thing that has been and that is, that shall be, that shall, which is done, is that which shall be done. In other words, the same thing that you think that you're doing new, it's already been done. How do you know? The Bible says, if there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new, it had been already of old time, which was before us. That's not K, that's Bible. So, the only thing that I want to share with the people of God this morning is that there's still nothing new under the sun. Now, when I talk about nothing being new under the sun, I'm talking about the S-U-N, sun. But now when you began to talk about the S-O-N, sun, the sun that made a way out of no way, the sun that went to Calvary and died for your sins and my sins, the sun that realized that in this life you're going to have trials and tribulations, I stopped by to tell somebody that there's nothing new. God is still blessing those who lift up holy hands. God is still blessing those who call on the name of Jesus. Anybody stop by to call on the name of Jesus? Anybody want God in their life this morning? Then I want to let you know that there comes a time that you got to get ready for your life. This is the first Sunday of the year, and God has blessed us to be alive. And on this first Sunday of January, I thank God for my well-being. I realize that if we journey through this life, that we can't make it without the Lord on our side. When I told you on the other night, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then you'll know that all the other things shall be added unto you. But if you don't know how to get the other things, the Lord said you better learn how to talk to him. You got to pray to the Lord our God. The Bible said when thou prayest, you got to enter into your secret closet. Don't stand out on the street corner like the hypocrites do. There are a whole lot of folks like to make you think that they got the Lord on their side, but they got other intention down in their mind. But I come to tell somebody this morning that if you love the Lord our God, the Bible said you trust him with all of your heart, you can call on the name of the Lord. The Bible said that if we pray to God, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done. The Bible said, give us this day our daily bread. Anybody need some bread this morning? I stopped by to let you know that the same God that fed the children of Israel, he'll feed us from on high this morning. I want to let you know that you got to give the Lord everything in your life. Trust God with all of your heart. Know the Lord is on your side. When I look at the word of God, I found that there is nothing new under the sun in my God. But God is in our lives this morning, and we got to trust the power of God. The Bible says that if we want to be on the Lord's side, we got to accept him as our personal Savior. Well, how are you going to accept him as your Savior? I remember that the S-O-N son, he stood on Calvary's hill. They hung him high and they stretched him wide. He died for your sins and my sins. For that, I want to tell the Lord, thank you. I thank you that you are the same God. The same God that they talked about. The same God that King Solomon talked about. He's with us right now. I want to let somebody know that God is on your side. There's nothing new under the sun. The same God that blessed you yesterday, he'll bless you on this day. This is the day that the Lord God has made. I stopped by to tell somebody that if I get hungry, I can call on the name of the Lord and he'll feed me till I want no more. There's going to come a time when we sit down at the welcome table and the Lord our God, he's going to prepare the meal for us. I thank God for the meal this morning. We got bread and we got wine. If you're hungry for salvation, we got the blood of the Lamb all down in a little bread. All you got to do is call on the name of God. that I eat this bread in the name of God. I drink of the blood in the name of God. I know that you are my God. I know that in January, you're going to go with me all the way. Anybody glad this morning that you got the Lord on your side? I thank God this morning that there's nothing new. God is an ever-going God. David said, I will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's an ongoing situation. You got to praise him when you feel like it. Praise him when you don't feel like it. Go to the house of Almighty God and trust the power of God. This is the day. This is the day that our Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And if we ask God to give us this day our daily bread, don't worry about tomorrow. God is sufficient unto today of the things that we stand in need of. And those of us that think we got a better way of doing it, there's nothing new under the sun. You may have a different technique, but the end story is going to be the same. You either love God or you don't. You either love one another or you don't. And the key is, if you can't love one another, Jesus said, how can you love me, whom you've never seen, and hate your brother, whom you see every day? We got to be careful what comes from our lips. Every idle word that men shall speak, they're going to give an account of. So when we make our resolutions, when we make our promises to God, family, and friends, let us make an extra promise to ourselves. I don't want to say no more than I really think that I can do. And then be mindful that Paul said, what is your life? James, I'm sorry, he said it is a vapor that appears a little while and then vanisheth away.